I'm surrounded by talented girls and women. Right now, there are six people here, four students and two teachers. I'm glad the teachers are here, too, to support you. It's just terrific. They're from Keystone Oaks, and they are among the honorees. Two schools tied for first place in the latest Fairchild Challenge. Let's meet the teachers first. We have Carolyn Manco and Nadine Pisani here with us, and I'm going to start with Ms. Manco. Hi.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit about this whole competition and how you implemented it. What do you teach?
I teach sixth grade science, and I actually started the challenge with Mrs. Pisani, invited me to do this year because she teaches eighth grade. So we decided to enter our students in these six challenges. Because we're both very ecological minded, I think, people, and concerned about our environment. So we both offered it as extra credit for our students to enter the challenges. And I'm just quite proud of all of the students this past year because we've had quite a few winners, honorable mention. And I am just thrilled that these girls won first place because when I did watch their video, Mrs. Pisani and I thought it was something special. So we're very, very proud of them.
Now, Mrs. Pisani, what subjects get covered in eighth grade science? Is it geology? I'm trying to remember from when I was
absolutely.
In eighth grade.
Yep, Earth and space still, so astronomy, geology, and then we actually began the year with physics.
Oh, my, that's early for physics.
Yeah.
And physics is tough to teach, isn't it? You either sort of get it or, I mean, it takes a while for the bell to go off in your head, I think.
Well, we do a lot of fun labs to make it a little bit better for the students to understand. We kind of stay away from the math and do more of the doing part of physics.
It's great that you two collaborated and then you turned it over to the girls or to the team. Now, did a lot of students get involved or this was a volunteer extra credit class, but did you have other teams submitting things?
Yeah, we actually have throughout the year over 100 students participating in our challenges.
Yes, quite a few. They really enjoyed the challenges because I think they were all very different. So it was nice for the students to kind of make a choice as to something that maybe they even felt strongly about. And I think we had over 15 teams submit music videos just to She and I out of the school.
Yep. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then we had to decide which one we would submit for the competition because there were some very interesting and creative music videos.
I'll bet that had to be something to try to evaluate that. And then the Fairchild Challenge people had to look at it to figure out who was going to win across all the schools. If you're not familiar with Fairchild Challenge, it's a national program. It's administered locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And the whole idea is to try to foster greater awareness of ecological and environmental issues among teens. There's programs in middle schools and high schools. And I think it's finally time to meet these girls. So let's find out. Now, is this the entire video team? You four are all, there were some other students too. So we'll find out them too. But I'm just going to first have you introduce yourself and maybe tell us the community in which you live. And if you have any shout-outs, this would be the time to do it. It would help if I turned your microphone on. Here we go.
Hi. I'm Emily Gamble, and I live in Dormont. I'm in eighth grade. I sang the video that won the contest.
You're the singer in it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You must really like to sing.
Yeah.
And any shout-outs? Anybody you want to say hello to?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Caleb. I know you're listening.
I'm sure Caleb's listening. Who's Caleb?
He's my cousin.
I'm sure Caleb's listening.
He told me he's listening.
We can call him. Caleb, you can text us at 412-200-5975 if you want to shout back. Anybody can text us if you want to give these girls some encouragement. 412-200-5975. Nice to meet you. What did you learn from this project, do you think?
To be active, to get outside and get off your electronic devices.
That was a good way to end the sentence. to get off your, I was worried where that might be going. That's a good, no, really, we find, I know I spend way too much time.
As do I.
Yeah, so that's good that it, and is your video across that theme of getting up and getting out?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Well, let's meet the girl that's on your right, and I'll just ask you to sort of pivot that mic over so I can hear you well. What's your name?
I'm Ashley Lugala.
Hi, Ashley. And how old are you?
I'm 12, and I'm in sixth grade.
And what community do you live in?
I live in Green Tree.
It's nice to have you here. Any shout-outs?
Hi, family, I guess.
How about Caleb?
I don't know Caleb.
Well, he's probably listening, so I think we should all say hi to Caleb.
Hi, Caleb.
What was your role in the video?
I kind of made majority of the lyrics, and they pitched in to most of it, too.
Great. You must really like to write.
Yeah.
Have you written songs before?
I tried, but not really.
But you succeeded this time. How did you go about this? How did you compose it?
Well, Gabby Harris, who's not here right now, she's in Disney World, and she chose the tune for the song. And then we couldn't all get together to make one day to make the lyrics, so they all pitched in some parts of it. I made it, and then they tweaked it up.
That's really nice. You have to be really proud. You've got a recording of a song that you wrote. And it's also great that you were able to get people to collaborate with you, too. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you. And if you're just joining us, these are the winners from Keystone Oaks. We actually had a tie between Keystone Oaks and North Allegheny for this Fairchild Challenge. And we are about to meet. I was working really hard to memorize everybody's name before. This is Ava, right?
Hi, I'm Ava Christie.
And where do you live?
In Green Tree.
And what grade?
Sixth grade.
And what was, any shout outs to anybody?
I would like to say hi to my family, my mom, dad.
And Caleb. We're all going to say hi to Caleb. That's what we're all doing today. Hi, Caleb. Your cousin's not going to want to talk to me anymore, I think. So what did you do with the video?
I tweaked it up a little bit. And whenever we first shot the music video, we did it at my house.
Oh, neat. So where in your house?
And down in my basement, and Sarah and I did it outside a little bit, too.
That sounds like fun. Now, when you say you tweaked it up, what do you mean?
Like, we changed the lyrics because some were too long and some were too short.
So you were sort of the editor or producer to kind of punch up some of the lyrics that Ashley wrote to kind of get it to sound good. And you need somebody to do that, to kind of work together. That sounds like fun. What did you learn by doing this?
Always get active because it's really fun.
That's good. And then finally, the fourth member of your team that's here, let's meet her. Good morning.
Hi. I'm Sarah Gamble, and I'm from Dormont, and I'm a sixth grader at Keystone Oaks.
And did you want to say hello to anybody?
Well, I guess hi to Caleb. And
Caleb just texted us, by the way. Thanks, thanks for the shout-out, Emily, writes Caleb. So thank you, Caleb, for texting us. We know he's listening now.
And I guess a shout-out to my family.
Well, and I'm sure they were really supportive throughout this process. So what did you do?
I did the majority of the video editing.
I was wondering who did that.
Yeah, so,
what software did you use?
Well, what we did was we went on just regular camera roll on phone, and Emily sang it. So then what we did was we put it onto VideoStar, and we used the effects, and we you can make your own effects on the VideoStar app, and we created some effects and we put the sound in. So then we ended up, it would what the app does is it plays and you record. So it just, you can, as you record, the sound just goes right in the audio. So yeah, and then we put the effects together and the video just came together very nicely.
That's really cool. So the app kind of, so you can sing your song live and the video, so you shot video first.
Well, what we did was actually how the app works. So you usually pick any song, so any artist can sing it. Then when I looked into it online and I found how you can actually put your own audio into it by you click a button, it says open in other apps. So we opened it in VideoStar. So as what you do is as you record it, the sound plays. That way you're able to lip sync, do whatever to the music so you can create your own music videos.
Are you looking for a job? We could use you here. I've never heard of that app. That sounds like a great app.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It was an iPhone or Android, do you remember?
We used an iPod and to film the video, and we also recorded it on an iPod. So
that's fantastic. How long is the final product roughly?
I think it's like 3 minutes.
3 minutes or so. Minutes. That's great because it's hard to make them short enough.
Yeah.
At least that's been my experience. Is you typically short is hard. You know, to get something that short. Did you kind of learn the same thing, do you think? The same take home
yes,
is that it's
definitely.
Good to be active?
Yeah, and it's definitely good to get together with your friends because we had a lot of fun doing the video together. So I was really glad that it worked nicely because it was very fun to film.
Great. Are we missing anybody who
yes.
we should acknowledge?
Oh, Gabby Harris. She lives in Dormont and she's in sixth grade. She's in Disney right now, so she couldn't be here.
Well, I guess we'll accept that. I probably would have made the same choice, I think. Was she the only one we're missing? So it was the five of you all together. Let me turn to the teachers again. Is there anything you'd like to add about the work these students have done?
Well, you know, just with these young ladies that are sitting here, they're, I would say, some of our top students and hardest workers. And I'm very proud to have them in class. And I expect great things of them, which I know that they will do. And I'm sure that Mrs. Pisani would agree. They're just great kids and very, very good students.
Yeah, you have to realize you're all 11, 12, 13? 13?
Yeah.
Everybody 13? Okay. 13 for you. Anybody? No one's 14, are they? 12? 12?
No.
11?
Yeah.
11? 12? Isn't this fun radio? everybody here is between the ages of 11 and 13. Got that, Caleb? So, but really, it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to do this. Have you thought about what you want to be when you get older?
Either a lawyer or I'd like to pursue, like, the music business kind of thing.
That's Emily. And what about you, Ashley?
No, I think I want to be an art teacher because I enjoy doing art ever since I was little.
That's great. Doing something you enjoy means you'll never have to work, so to speak. How about you, Ava?
I would like to be a Penn State College gymnast.
Huh. Do you know any?
Shreya Musser.
Do you do gymnastics
yes.
now? Great. What are your favorite events?
I like the bars and the beam.
Excellent. And let's turn to our other Gamble that's here, Sarah.
I would like to be a math teacher.
You guys all have fine aspirations. And we're going to have Sarah, or actually Emily, is going to sing a little bit of the song to close our segment. But let me, I wanted to turn to our other teacher to make sure that we gave Nadine a chance to add anything, as Carolyn just did.
Yeah, I just want to sort of echo what Ms. Minko said. We really are lucky to have some talented young women, and I'm very proud of the Phipps Fairchild Challenge that our students all do this on their own time, and it's not something that's required of them. So they put forth their best effort on their own time, and I think that's just wonderful, and we're very, very proud to have these young ladies at our school.
Yeah, I sure agree with you. It's a tremendous that you've done this. And I'm just, oh my goodness, there's a lot of texts that have come in. Ryan says, great job, girls. Oh, anybody know Ryan?
Our brother.
Ryan Gamble. And Emily and Sarah, how did Caleb get 10 shout outs, but your favorite cousins that surprised you by driving 4 hours for Easter didn't get one?
Hi, Noah and Nate.
And
Aunt Donna.
And who's Gabby?
Oh, Gabby is the other girl who worked with us.
And we say hello to Gabby. And Graham says, representing Keystone Oaks, go girls, so proud of you, Graham. And way to go, Keystone Oaks girls. Glad we could be here from Lancaster, PA, to hear your interview.
Yeah, that's our cousins.
So lots of, and then that's it. Gosh, lots of people coming in. Did anybody mean to say something that they forgot to say before we have Emily sing a little bit of your song? Okay, well, Emily, you still up for it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the song that goes with the video. Now you're just going to hear a little thread of the song here. And I want to thank all of you for being here. Congratulations.
How much would you like me to sing?
Oh, why don't you do you want to do, I don't know how the song goes. Would it be, I mean, you can do all of it or a verse and a chorus.
Okay. So this is our song. We're 12-year-old girls in a techno world. Life outside, it's so fantastic. You can play outside and ride around on bikes. No more computer, you can ride your scooter. Come on, guys, let's get active. We're 12-year-old girls in a techno world. The world outside, it's so relaxing. You can play some sports and hang out with your friends. Take a hike through the gorgeous nature. We are healthy girls in a healthy world. Walk your dog, take a jog, go get active. Take a swim, run a mile. We don't need more TV. No Xbox, no movies. Go play outside. You can play some tag, have a race, see who can win. We're 12-year-old girls in a techno world. The world outside, it's unbelievable. You can play outside and ride around on bikes. Ride your scooter, forget the computer.
That was really great. Awesome. Let's give her a hand here. That took a lot of courage, too, to do that. You have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
And you're a great writer. That song really has a nice hook, and it sounds great. Congratulations, and way to represent Keystone Oaks. I hope you'll come back sometime. If it's not for the Keystone, or Keystone, if it's not for the Fairchild Challenge for another time, you know, just come in and hang out sometime. Thanks. Anybody have anything else to say? Okay. You sure?
Bye, Caleb.
Now, we're going to meet your counterparts from North Allegheny in just a moment. And way to go, Keystone Oaks. Gabby, sorry you couldn't be here, but we're proud of you too. 22 after 10 now at the Saturday Light Brigade.